So let's talk about Nevada Gretchen watches. It's a brand that's been around since 1926. They're known for making tool watches, which, you know, can withstand temperature and shock and anti-magnetic. They have a rich history. They definitely, you know, created quite the following. They're a Swiss-made company, made in Gretchen, Switzerland. And honestly, it's a brand that I've always admired, but never really cared to look too much into, just because there's so many brands out there. But I must tell you, if you're on a budget, and even if you're not on a budget, like, this is an amazing brand to look at, because what you're getting for the money is remarkable. For $750 to get an automatic watch that looks like an Explorer 1, but more vintage looking. Yes, granted, it's a 38 millimeter case, but it has a sapphire crystal. It's anti-magnetic. It's water resistant to 100 meters. It has a screw down crown. It's made out of stainless steel, like, shock resistant. You know, like, there are not many watches today you can get that at under $1,000 that are Swiss made, you know? And sapphire crystal. I know a lot of other brands that, you know, would have at the minimum, like, would have a mineral glass crystal to save, you know, to save cost. So for them to be able to do that is pretty remarkable. I love the styling. I love the fact that you can get them, you know, on a bracelet, like a oyster kind of riveted bracelet, like a old school kind of bracelet. You can get them on a beads of rice bracelet. You can get them on rubber straps. You can get them on, you know, sort of rally style straps. I mean, there's so many options to choose from. Recently, one of the retailers that I work with, who carries a lot of different brands, has become a Nevada Gretchen authorized dealer. So anything in their current collection that you see on their website that's not sold out, I can absolutely help you get one. Their styling is absolutely phenomenal. Because let's face it, most people that are buying an Explorer, Rolex Explorer, are trying to buy it. The ones who know about it are trying to buy it because they want the look of that vintage tool watch. And this is kind of in that vein, but you're not breaking the bank. I mean, look, for some, $750 is all the money in the world. For most, it's really not. For most, it's an impulse purchase that they may make on a Wednesday, and they may say, okay, I'll make two payments or three payments and I'll be done with it, even if you don't want to pay it in one shot. But most people who are into watches that are looking at something nice with all these details, it's not a big deal. But it's also really attainable for those who are trying to get into watches without breaking the bank, without committing a lot of money, without, you know, really overextending themselves. And the fact that this has history, it has details, you can get it sort of with, you know, that sort of vintage look where, you know, like it with Rolex, how tritium has aged over time that, you know, all the collectors love. You can get it with a white finish so it looks more modern day. You know, so you, there are many kinds of different, you can get it in different variations for sure. And that's what gives it versatility, you know. And they also make chronographs that, you know, very 60s looking chronographs that are awesome. You know, they're known for certain styles of watches, the Antarctic being one. And there's another one that they made called the Aviator Sea Diver. You know, these two watches were basically the Antarctic and the Sea Diver were their icons, you know, that they became well known for. You know, these watches came out, the Antarctic came out in 1950, the Sea Diver came out in 1960. And, you know, even though they had a cult following over the years, they did run into some problems. In 2018, they had a rebirth and the reintroduction of their two most iconic watches, the Chronomaster Aviator Sea Diver and the Antarctic. And they've created quite a following now. I mean, they're reviewed by some of the, you know, the biggest blogs in the world. They're taken very seriously. It's kind of cool to own one of these. For the most part, their watches are phenomenal. They're made in automatic self-winding. They're made in hand-wound mechanical. They're also made in super quartz, you know, very accurate as well. And they're known for the quality. They're known for their durability. They're known for their price points. So I highly recommend, if you're on a budget or if you're not, and you're just looking for something cool that you can wear on the weekends or every day or whatever you want to do in life, and you want that sort of tool watch, utilitarian look, I don't talk about things unless they're quality, you know. And I, for me, it's not just about the look, it's about the feel, it's about, you know, the versatility, it's about the execution, it's about the attention to detail. And this brand has all of that, you know, for sure. So definitely check out their website. I'll make sure to include it in the link, and then contact me and I can definitely help you get these. Like I said, only the ones that are in stock, not the ones that are marked out of stock or discontinued or whatever. Those watches I can't get, but the other ones, whatever's in stock and ready to go, I can definitely help you. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com or visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Rock on, fly back, and stay healthy.